Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. We still do not have a speaker after 4 days and 14 rounds of voting. Kevin McCarthy lost the vote for speaker for the 14th time.
No member-elect, having received a majority of the votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
The 14th ballot came down to a single vote and again ended with no speaker. After the failed vote, the House voted and failed to adjourn until Monday. So they're holding a 15th vote right now. There was a moment of silence on Capitol Hill Friday to remember the insurrection 2 years ago. And at the White House, President Biden awarded 14 citizens medals, high honors to those who were confronted by rioters on January 6th. Mattresses were removed today from the Idaho crime scene as police reveal a digital web of evidence that led them to the alleged killer, Brian Koberger.
Investigators say they were able to ID Koberger as the owner of a white Hyundai Elantra that was seen speeding from the crime scene, which then led to his cell phone number. In the affidavit, police say they tracked the criminal justice PhD student through his cell phone, and it pinged off towers near the crime scene at least 12 times before the attack.
That was Omar Villafranca reporting. The December jobs report was a good one that boosted stocks. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
Wage growth slowed down to 0.3% in December from the prior month, coming under expectations. And that key inflation data point is helping offset investor concerns about the stronger than expected jobs gain of 223,000 and the jobless rate unexpectedly falling to 3.5%. Investors are viewing all economic reports through the lens of the Federal Reserve, and weaker wage growth could result in smaller rate hikes from the Fed in 2023.
Tens of thousands without power in California as the West Coast braces for another storm. Here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The rain totals are really impressive. More than half a foot of rain from San Francisco on north. There could be a spot that tops out over a foot of rain over the next 7 days. Into the Sierra foothills, again, another half foot of rain there as well. And then once you get above 7,000 feet, higher into the ridgelines, you're probably seeing the potential for 4 or 5 feet of snow.
The FDA approved a new Alzheimer's drug that modestly slows the disease. It's called Leqembi, but it's only approved for patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Again, our top story, Kevin McCarthy lost the vote for speaker for the 14th time. They're voting again right now. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on this Friday edition, TJAF. So excited that the weekend is here, despite I am on day 6. No drinking.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I did have some non-alcoholic beer last night. It was very good.
Good.
Lagunitas INPA or whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm a fan. Though it doesn't, if you're going to drink non-alcoholic specialty beers and cocktails and stuff, doesn't save you any money.
Still expensive.
Still expensive. So if you're cutting back on booze to save money, just drink water.
Okay.
Because it was still $8. And, but I was very, you know, we have to be very excited when some of our local feel-good stories make national news.
Absolutely.
So in this week's edition of Wisconsin in the Wild, not one, but two Wisconsin stories making it to the Today Show. I think one was this week and the other was last week, December 27th. So yeah, last week. And
Today Show giving us some love.
And one, the first one, we have featured on this show. So Section Yellow, which we've had the founder of that, John Plegman, on, when was that? October-ish?
It's a couple months back.
So for a reminder, if you were not listening that day, Section Yellow is a support group at Lambeau for people who are sober. Because as you can imagine, both in the state and at Lambeau, going to sporting events, specifically going to Packer games,
yep,
can be triggering for people who are trying to stay sober. And the whole idea came from John's being a fish fan. And this was it was a yellow balloon, right?
I think so.
It was like that was how they found each other. And
at fish concerts.
Yes, at fish concerts. And so this grew. The story itself has grown. I mean, I think it was originally Natalie Eilbert over at USA Today, Wisconsin's, for the Green Bay Gazette. We've had her on before. She wrote this story. That's how I found out about it. So we've covered it, and they've gotten more and more press. And I think it's growing as far as other teams, like fans at other teams are adopting the idea, because it's not just a Wisconsin thing. Like any sporting events, there is a lot of drinking involved.
Yes.
And so the Today Show this week covered it. I think we have some of the clips from that segment.
The oldest franchise in the NFL is the first to try something groundbreaking.
You want a sticker?
Sure.
Section Yellow, a first-of-its-kind sobriety station offering support and community for fans who don't drink.
Section Yellow is not anything about abolishing or saying no to drinking. We just want to give a safe area for people that are sober.
But this has expanded beyond what your expectations were?
Immensely.
The Detroit Motown Miracle.
Section Yellow was co-founded by recovering alcoholic John Plogeman, a lifetime Packers fan with the Shrine to match. He'd seen fish fans embrace a similar sober supportive concept at concerts and helped to export the idea to Green Bay. For newcomers, Section Yellow offers information. For members of the sober community, it offers friendship. Here's a snapshot into how it's going. Witness the joy of Ruth Farrow and Lexi Sokol, huge Packers fans. The two met a couple of hours before kickoff. After Ruth, who stopped drinking in 2019, posted on the Section Yellow Facebook page, "I would love to go to the game tomorrow night. I'm sober and looking for a sober game buddy, preferably a gal." Lexi then responded, "I'd totally go with you.
Section Yellow provides that community. We can come together and conquer stuff and like meet strangers and go to Packer games."
I get asked all the time, "How do you have fun if you can't drink?" Well, she knows exactly how to have fun when we don't drink, and we've been having a complete blast since we got here.
So kudos to them on national coverage for what is such a great idea, and I think is I actually haven't, because I ended up having recovering from COVID. So I was going to check them out during the Rams game, but I haven't been there to see the table and see the section that they're in. But so happy for them, so happy for John with the attention that such a pure and supportive idea has gotten and gained.
And isn't it kind of poetic, too, that this began at Lambeau Field?
Mm-hmm.
And if this stretches across all of the stadiums in the NFL, I just think that there is some poetry to that.
Well, it's also, it's poetry, but it's also funny because I was just thinking of how we learned earlier this year that one of the reasons that the Packers thrived during Prohibition was because they didn't really care about Prohibition.
Yeah, they kind of ignored
in
those.
In Green Bay, they were like, it's fine.
It's a suggestion.
We're just going to keep rolling like this. But that was not the only story from Wisconsin that made it to the Today Show. If you're on social media, which obviously we talk a lot about it on this show because I am very online, but the Milwaukee Public Library, which obviously is part of the problems with budgetary concerns and the fiscal cliff that's happening, and they, by the skin of their teeth, got some more funding for this next year, but
it's been tough,
and it's something that is a bigger concern as far as how to hold on to this beautiful, incredible resource that we have in Milwaukee. But somehow, and I don't know who this person is, but in the last 6 months, I don't know if it's one person, I don't know if it's a team, but the videos that they are producing and putting on TikTok and Instagram Reels are some of the most creative, fun, pure videos I've seen. And like Reese Witherspoon follows them. Like, they're getting millions of views. I think they have hundreds of thousands of followers. And this is for a library in Milwaukee.
And have you seen the videos? I mean, the snips that I've seen, it's like they do some of the plots from famous books.
So, you know, they're one that did really well on for Halloween. They reenacted in the library The Shining and a bunch of like spooky story things but they also take advantage of the trends that are on TikTok, but like make them about the library or getting their library card. Like, one that they've done a couple times is there was this one trending sound on TikTok where the joke was something you find out on a first date and then you're sprinting in the other direction because it's such a red flag. And they've done this now multiple times, but the thing that makes you run is you find out your date has not renewed their library card.
That's awesome.
And the commitment, and it's not paid actors, it's people who work for the library. And you can also see the diversity of ages and ethnicities and races of the people who work at the library, and the fact that everyone who play, like, they're so playful, right? They're willing to do it. And so let's play some of the segment that the Today Show did for the Milwaukee Public Library.
From the outside, the Milwaukee Public Library might remind you of a bygone era. Built in the 1800s, the majestic building is home to more than 2.5 million books. But it's their TikTok videos that are writing their next chapter. Incredible videos made by employees to help catapult their library into the modern age.
We thought that it would be a new way to engage a new audience.
Immediately, the videos were a hit.
In our first month, I think we had 5 million views.
In the first month, you had 5 million views?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. We make good videos, I guess. Ready?
Great videos, in fact, shot and edited on an iPhone by library data analyst Derek Riley.
Wait, let me stop you. You said free. You guys aren't spending any money on this?
No.
Not a dime?
We don't even have dedicated staff members. Every single person that works on TikTok has another full-time job at the library.
Ready.
Pitching, planning, and producing the videos is no small feat. But the response is the reward when they get to read the touching comments that roll in.
The public libraries were my safe place growing up in Milwaukee. Thank you for being there for me. Another commenter said, this made me cry thinking about my small rural town librarian handing me the books about being gay after I rode my bike there when I was 13. Thank you. What's it like to get that feedback?
Teared up reading the comments on that video. We get a lot of great comments, people saying they want to fly to Milwaukee just to visit our library. They want to move here. They want to work at this library. The video made them want to be a librarian. It made them sign up for a library card.
More than 80 videos later, the once imposing building feels welcoming.
I mean, do yourself a favor, whether it's on Instagram or TikTok, and look up Milwaukee Public Library and go check out. Because truly, if you think about it, do the math on that. They've, in 1 month, I mean, they've done 80 videos. And even in just 1 month, they got 5 million views. And so, you know, that's not a lot of videos to have. I mean, that's like per video, how many people are watching, enjoying, how many people outside the state this is reaching, how good this is for the library as far as people a reminder to go renew your library card.
Right.
Go. I mean, that was my big thing this year. Instead of just wasting money and buying books on Amazon because of the convenience of it, it's like, go check them out at the library and get your library card and support your local library. And just the creativity, and just to, you know, the data analyst, right? Like the creativity of people who have, this is not their full-time job. They
right.
did not hire an agency to do this for them. This is just the ingenuity and creativity of the people who already worked there, and they're just knocking it out of the park.
And could there have been a more Wisconsin response when the interviewer asked him, you know, 5 million views in a month. What are you doing? Oh, I don't know. I guess we're just okay.
It's so
it's
humble.
Just, it is. It's
hates
just,
taking his compliment. Oh. Hates taking credit. but yeah, so I just, you know, so happy. Whenever we could celebrate things that are happening here, it is very fun to do that. And I don't know. This just made me so happy that they're getting the credit that they deserve.
If you've never been in that building, it really is fantastic. If you're an architecture fan, you need to check out the downtown Milwaukee Public Library.
Well, not only that, but they also did a huge renovation. And so there's new stuff to see. Because I know during COVID, they were closed for a while. And then it actually took longer to open than initially thought.
And it's unfortunately, a little further in that piece, they are still having trouble getting back to the pre-COVID numbers of yeah. people actually in the door. There's a lot more online activity, and you can do a lot of stuff online, and you can reserve books online and all that stuff, but they're still hoping to get the number of people actually in the library back to the pre-COVID levels.
Yeah. So if you can, you live in Milwaukee or you live in Southeast Wisconsin, go there. If you're coming to visit, if you're somewhere else in Wisconsin, next time you come to Milwaukee, check it out. It is a beautiful building. They need our support. It is, libraries are such a lifeline to so many people.
Reading will change your life.
Yes. And so hopefully we'll still get someone, Eileen Force Cahill, on to talk about both the TikToks, but also potentially just in general what the library is up against. But either way, kudos.
Well
snaps,
done.
Claps for both of those, for Section Yellow and for the Milwaukee Public Library. When we come back, 5 more easy things that don't take a lot of effort that can improve your life. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation
yes.
with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
we're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 19. North winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 33 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Mainly cloudy skies expected Sunday with daytime highs approaching 34. 38 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
I got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If she needs me bad.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Madnair is on the board. It is Friday. We are having fun. We are in the last hour of today's show before the weekend. Coming up next, Phil Sklar, the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, is going to join us because tomorrow is National Bobblehead Day. Because
another thing we have to be proud of, yes, in Wisconsin.
That's true. That is very true. But for now, as promised, five more things that don't take a lot of effort that could slightly improve your life. This is where this is from The Guardian, where they published 100 of these. And so basically we're knocking off five a day, giving you small suggestions.
Instead of the one big New Year's resolution.
Instead of one big thing, you know, take what makes sense, leave what doesn't, but just some slight suggestions. So we are now on number 21. So we're doing 21 through 25 today.
Oh, this must be a good one.
Well, no, this is actually, I just read 22 in my mind first. You can probably weigh in on this, being married to an Englishman. Add the milk at least 1 minute after the tea is brewed. Is he a tea drinker?
He is.
Are you a tea drinker?
Occasionally.
Do you add milk?
Yes. I don't wait a minute.
Well, this is saying wait a minute. I don't know what the difference would make. That's all it says. So it gives no reason. It doesn't say what advantage, what taste, how it tastes different. But it says add the milk at least 1 minute after the tea is brewed.
Well,
brewed, maybe not even just poured in, because aren't you supposed to let it sit for like 3 minutes?
No.
How long do you let the tea sit for?
My husband would argue this to the end of the earth. All you want to do is scald the tea bag. You don't let it steep because it makes it bitter.
Oh.
So, I mean, he pours in super boiling, well, you know, boiling water, 20 seconds.
Oh.
And the tea bag is out.
That is not what the direction on the box says in that, you know, the very nice tea. What are some of the tea brands? Not Lipton, but like Organics or something like that?
My husband brings an English brand.
Okay.
B&G Tips or something like that.
All right. So scald the tea. Wait a minute.
Add the milk.
All right. Number 22. Laugh shamelessly at your own jokes.
I can embrace that.
I can embrace that. There is something like cool about not laughing at your own joke and just letting everyone else laugh and knowing that you were funny. But I'm not. I've never been good at that. It's largely especially if I think it's really funny and I start laughing before I even said it and then I ruin it entirely. But there you go. Number 22. Laugh shamelessly at your own jokes.
Love it.
23. It might sound obvious, but a pint of water before bed after a big night avoids a clangor of a hangover. Clangor of a hanger is actually what it says.
That's nice. It's all about hydration.
Hydration. I've heard B12 helps a lot.
Mm.
I also like, although sometimes it's hard to adhere to, but for every alcoholic drink you have, balance it with a glass of water. So you're drinking as much water as the drinks that you're having.
Right.
So anything you can continue to stay hydrated will help that headache.
Water's good for you.
The next day. 24. Start a Saturday morning with some classical music. It sets the tone for a calm weekend.
Hmm. My only concern would be if I did that, I would want to go back to bed.
That's fair. My mom's a big fan of smooth jazz.
Oh, is she?
She attributes her low blood pressure to how much smooth jazz she listens to. And so that's probably similar. Classical.
Definitely.
Smooth jazz.
As long as it's not like Wagner.
I listen to a lot of, for my soothing, like I'm trying to work and not have, I want background noise, but not. Like I can't see, I mean, I say this as people are potentially listening to us as they're working right now. But listening to podcasts and talk radio while I'm trying to work. Like my ADHD brain like does not let me do that.
There's too much going on and you can't half listen and half prep.
Yeah. So it's like, I can listen if I'm cleaning the house, you know, doing like not just sitting there, and I can pay attention to what's being said and do an activity.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to think and work and have that on, that's very hard.
Yeah. It's too much going on.
But classical music for on a Saturday morning, I'll try it tomorrow. I'll report back on how calm it makes me feel for the weekend.
All right.
And then number 25. See, some of these are weird and they're up for interpretation. Look closely.
That's all it says.
Number 25 of how a simple way to slightly improve your life. Look closely. What do you think that means?
I think whoever was assigned that did not finish that assignment.
They're like, what else? What other BS can I put in here to make 100 of these?
Exactly. Look closely. Just go
there
to
was
26.
Another one. What was the other one earlier this week? We're like, what does that mean? Everyone has an emotional blind. This was number 6.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has an emotional blind spot when they fight. Work out what yours is and remember it. I still don't know what that means.
Yeah.
As far as it being advice. And look closely also feels a little too vague to really implement into your daily routine.
Well, it's Nigel, are you the one who put look closely on the list?
What does that
mean? What does it mean? Who cares?
All right. Well, let us know. Are these helpful? Are any of them like inspiring small ways to improve your life?
Incremental changes.
Incremental changes. Let us know. 844-967-2789. Also, if you have any questions about bobbleheads, we are going to have Phil Sklar, who is the CEO and co-founder of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. I wonder what the difference is. That's maybe one of my first questions. Why is it the Hall of Fame and a museum? How do you fill the criteria of both of those things? But if you have a question for Phil, text it in now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, he will be here to join us to talk all things bobbleheads. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Got my way through the closet behind the clothes. Uh-huh. My way through the attic that no one knows.
Yeah.
Master key that fits every lock.
What?
A hidden door behind the grandfather clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my baby's door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If she needs me real bad, I'll find about two or three more.
One, two,
oh,
many
I got
more.
29.
To my lovely baby's door. To my
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. The 15th time, we believe, will be the charm. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is on track to be elected House Speaker after 4 days and 15 votes. He couldn't pull it off, though, on vote 14. Jennifer Kuiper explains.
Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy fell one vote short of becoming Speaker during a 14th ballot. GOP holdouts Matt Gaetz of Florida and Lauren Boebert of Colorado both voted present to lower the tally he would need. When McCarthy walked to the back of the chamber to confront the holdouts, fingers were appointed, words exchanged, and one lawmaker was restrained as colleagues stared in disbelief.
Bruce Westerman from Arkansas nominated Kevin McCarthy for the 15th time.
What this body needs is a lot less talk and a lot more action. And at the direction of the Republican Conference, I advance the name of Kevin McCarthy as the next Speaker of the House in the 118th Congress.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Ara Rubin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Move it. We're gonna bobble to the left and bobble to the right. Moving your body, wind it up tight. Bobble up tall and bobble down.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Thank you for listening, no matter where you're listening, across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app. Well, we love a good national holiday observance, whatever you want to call it. And tomorrow, January 7th, is National Bobblehead Day. And since Milwaukee is home to the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, of course we had to get Phil Sklar, who is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, on the show. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So is this like your Super Bowl tomorrow?
It is, yeah. I tell people every day is National Bobblehead Day for us, but, you know, there's only one National Bobblehead Day for everybody else, and it always is a fun time of the year.
So I guess to start at the beginning, how did you get into bobbleheads, that you've made this into your career?
Yeah, so it started out with a passion for collecting. My dad collected sports cards growing up in Rockford, Illinois. He got me into collecting sports cards when I was growing up. And so that passion for sports cards turned into bobbleheads in 2003 when the other co-founder, Brad, was working for the minor league Rockford Riverhawks team, and they gave away a bobblehead for the first time. He got one. From there, we came to school at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and started circling bobblehead days on the calendar. And one bobblehead grew into one case, and then before we knew it, about 3,000 bobbleheads in 2013. And we haven't stopped collecting since.
So when you say the bobblehead day, so you mean like at sporting events when they're like, we're handing out this memorabilia thing. And so you guys would make sure to be at those events those days. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah. So we, you know, we're already going to go to a few Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, Wave games a year as big sports fans. So we figured, you know, might as well get a bobblehead when you're there. And so we went to those games in particular. And if we went to a Cubs game or, you know, traveled, we'd try to circle bobblehead games on the calendar. And, you know, we'd buy some on eBay, trade, you know, we got two or sometimes more than that. So we could, you know, trade a bobblehead from the Brewers for a bobblehead from the Marlins. And that's sort of how the collection built up over time.
And so when it comes to bobbleheads, one, I didn't know that they've been around for like 100 years, which is
more than that. Yeah.
More than that. So, yep, yeah, so tell us more about the history itself of bobbleheads and like their place in American history.
Yeah, so they actually date back at least to there's a painting of Queen Charlotte in her dressing room at Buckingham Palace from the late 1700s. And she has two figurines behind her on either side of her shoulders. And they actually bobble. Those bobbleheads are still in the collection of Buckingham Palace. And we have two similar bobbleheads in the museum as well. And so those are just more decorative figurines that people would have, you know, in their house on display. But they didn't really get popular in the U.S. until like the 1960s and 50s with the nodding dogs in people's windows and the cars. And then after that, you know, 1960-61 was the first year that they made officially licensed bobbleheads for all the sports teams. And those are those classic boy face bobbleheads that a lot of people remember having or have handed down to them over the years.
And so that is wild to think of that it's like from Buckingham Palace. As far as what do you think they like, is it just like a figurine, like they didn't have a special name?
Yeah, I mean, they were Asia Pacific, they came from that region. It was, you know, people collected them. They sold for about $35,000 recently of a similar style. So yeah, we have a pair at the museum that have 1842 engraved in the back. We're still working on dating them, but they're similar. They're pretty large. I mean, they're big pieces. They're not like the little, you know, 7-inch bobbleheads that you might get at a Brewers game, but they're just of, you know, people. So, yeah.
I suppose for the time, Phil, having a head that moved was probably pretty advanced.
Yeah, I guess that is true. And it wasn't the typical spring you see today. It was more of a little contraption with the rod. And the heads bobble just sort of similar to how they nod today.
And so with the, I said this before we came back from, we went to break. So as both a museum and a Hall of Fame, is there a distinction of which bobbleheads get to go in which side of the building?
Yeah, so we do have a separate section for the Hall of Fame. When we announced the idea for the Hall of Fame Museum in November of 2014, we were working on some fun things to get excitement for the museum and Hall of Fame. And one of those was the idea to see whether Pete Rose's bobblehead should be the first one inducted into the Hall of Fame, since he's banned from the Baseball Hall of Fame. It was about 95% yes. So we had actually him in Milwaukee for an induction a few years ago, have a bobblehead of him holding his bobblehead.
Nice.
Since then, the pandemic sort of set us back on the timeline for having it the next class. So he has that distinction of having the Hall of Fame to himself for now. And we'll be working on it over the next, you know, year or so to have an official process. And then each year, you know, with all the new bobbleheads that come out, the best of the best will make it into the Hall of Fame.
So what makes a bobblehead the best of the best? Like, what criteria, even though there's only the one right now, what in your brain you're like, this is what the criteria needs to be?
Yeah, so I mean, there's the iconic bobbleheads from the 60s. There's the first stadium giveaway bobbleheads from 1989. The Oakland A's gave one away, and then 1999 was the first player-specific bobblehead. So those would probably be in there. The Beatles bobblehead set from 1964, which was the first pop culture bobbleheads featuring actual people. So there's some like that. And then, you know, every year teams give away quite a few bobbleheads, and they get more and more creative. And so there's so many different bobbleheads that are out there that are just really unique, and people, I'm sure, will feel Hall of Fame worthy.
Absolutely. And so with So you guys don't make, do you make any of your own, or you, it's just collecting?
So it's both. So okay. Yeah, the idea for the museum sort of came about with that collection. And then also 2013, we sought out to produce a bobblehead of Michael Pohl, who's a friend of ours. He's a manager for the Milwaukee Panthers sports teams and also a Special Olympian. So we reached out to UWM and said, hey, you know, you should look into doing a bobblehead giveaway. And they didn't have the budget for it. So we were like, well, let's just see how it, you know, how we can make it. How do bobbleheads get made? We had all these bobbleheads we collected and figured, you know, we can go through the process. And we went through that process, had a great experience with it, got a lot of, you know, excitement for his bobblehead and said, hey, you know, here's a huge list of other people who have never had bobbleheads. We can start making and marketing bobbleheads and at the same time have a one-of-a-kind attraction, one museum in the world dedicated to bobbleheads. And so we put together a business plan and announced the idea in November 2014.
We're talking to Phil Sklar, who is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum located near downtown Milwaukee, because tomorrow is National Bobblehead Day. And so I feel like there's a range. Sometimes when you see a bobblehead, I feel like they really nail the person. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know who that is. And sometimes it's kind of like, this doesn't really look like them. So, like, who's... like, what kind of detail or what is the range of, like, artistry? Is it, does it come down to price? Or what are kind of the different details that go into how accurately someone ends up seeming to be portrayed on their bobblehead?
Yeah, so there is a huge range, and it does come down to a lot of different factors. There's a lot of different factories that produce bobbleheads, but for the most part, you know, they start with the 2D rendering that a graphic designer makes. So we have graphic designers who will make the rendering of the bobblehead. Then they're hand sculpted out of clay. Sometimes, you know, when you see bobbleheads that don't necessarily look like the person, it might have came down to timing and having to rush. So if, you know, a team has a giveaway on April 30th, they have to have those bobbleheads in hand at least a few days before that. So they have to work sort of backwards. And, you know, if the person's head doesn't look quite right, they might just get to a point where they have to say, well, you know, do we want to tell fans that they're not going to get their bobblehead on time, or, you know, do we want to just approve it? So sometimes that plays a factor. But we, you know, the bobbleheads that we produce and sell, we're extremely, you know, detail oriented. We look at every aspect from top to bottom and looking at all different angles of the person. You know, we sometimes even get maybe a little too picky, but yeah, when we see that mold, you should say, you know, that looks exactly like that person, especially if it's a really recognizable person like a president or, you know, public figure, athlete.
And so what are some of the ones that you, so you said you had your initial one, what are some of the other ones that you guys have taken upon yourselves to make?
So it's a long list. We, okay.
What are some of your favorite ones then?
Okay. Some of the favorite ones. Yeah. The presidents, there had been like 15 presidents who had never had bobbleheads. And so preparing for the DNC, which was supposed to be in Milwaukee, we said, hey, you know, let's make a full exhibit of presidential bobbleheads. And so we started producing it. The DNC ended up, you know, pretty much getting pushed to virtual, but the bobbleheads were extremely popular, which we were surprised. We didn't know how many people would want a Martin Van Buren bobblehead, but we've done like three reorders of them. So that's been fun. We've done a lot of Milwaukee related, like Milverine. That one's been a lot of fun. The Leroy Butler, we've worked really closely with him and got to know him really well. So we've done several bobbleheads for him. And the Wisconsin College ones we just released today with Bucky Badger, Whitewater. We've done a Milwaukee Panthers bobblehead. So it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun to do those local bobbleheads, but we do bobbleheads for coast to coast and even some international.
Phil, who does one need to lobby in order to have a bobblehead made of them?
So you might be speaking to the right place. We do a lot of custom bobbleheads and unique bobbleheads for people, whether it's, we do single bobbleheads. People go on our website and you can upload a picture and put in specifications and get, you know, your aunt, grandma, mom, dad, anybody you want a bobblehead. But yeah, we do small runs, big runs, whatever it might be. But bobbles, we're always eager to be involved.
So then for the collector's aspect of it, because there's, you know, the part of collecting, because I'm married to someone who really likes sports cards, is the scarcity of it, right? The value of something is based on how many of them are made. So in the opposition of, or in like in, compared to a consumer product, which you filled the demand of how many people want to buy that thing. So is that purposeful as far as how many you, when you guys make your own, but even the ones that you collect, Is that kind of the same mindset as sports cards, as like there's only so many of these, and once they're done, they're done. You can't buy more. And so their value only goes up if it's popular.
Yeah, that is true. And with bobbleheads, we see the same thing as sports cards. Sports cards, even a little bit, some of them are numbered, but most of them aren't. But with bobbleheads, most of the collectible bobbleheads that have been produced and released that people buy either online or at a store are individually numbered. So that really, makes it scarce, and people can see, okay, there was only 500 or a couple thousand produced. We did a Bucky Badger bobblehead for their back-to-back Final Four several years ago, and they sold out. And now people, if they want one, or if they're even able to find one, pay $500 or more for it.
Phil, so when you make the Kristen and Jane bobbleheads, only make like 40.
Well, either be really
sounds
valuable.
We could sell them for, $1,000 each and raise some good funds.
We'll donate to charity. We just want the yes. the admiration of us sitting on people's shelves talking to each other.
Yes.
So then as far as what people can do when they visit, either virtually or in person at the Museum and Hall of Fame, what can people do and what can they expect when they come?
Yeah, so we have 10,000 plus unique bobbleheads on display. We also have exhibits about the history, how they're made, the stories behind them. We have a lot of featured Wisconsinites, and then also, global icons like Martin Luther King Jr., Helen Keller, Jackie Robinson, really runs the gamut from sports to non-sports. People can put a pin in the map if they're visiting from outside the area, since the area has been taken, but we've had visitors from all 50 states. We also have a gift shop that has over 500 bobbleheads available to take home, as well as merchandise with their logo for, t-shirts, pins, postcards, and anything you can probably think of.
Any international visitors?
We do. So we have a map, and the map you put your pin in, but behind that is international map. And we've had last count 25 or so states, and it's always interesting to see why people are visiting Milwaukee. And it's also cool to see people's feedback in Milwaukee. We hear great things people really love and are surprised, especially first-time visitors, on how wonderful a city it is, how much there is to do, how vibrant it is, the restaurant scene, the art scene. It's exciting to be part of that.
Well, I imagine we were talking earlier today that Visit Milwaukee now has a new show. And so I would imagine potentially a Great Things Brewing might have an episode where they come visit you, because it is such a unique, like, feather in our cap as far as what exists in Milwaukee is this, like, 10,000 plus bobblehead museum, which is so cool.
Yeah, and Visit Milwaukee has been awesome to work with. It's, it's really exciting to see what's going on in the city, and you can see some of the city outside the window of our office and throughout the museum. And so it's exciting and good things happening. And with Bobby Portis on board with Visit Milwaukee, we've done some fun things with that. We have a 3-foot-tall Bobby Portis bobblehead on display, and him holding the championship trophy. So that's been a fun bobblehead that fans continue to enjoy.
I might have to come check that one out, because Bobby is. I love Giannis, but I do love Bobby. All right, well, you can find all the information we just talked about at bobbleheadhall.com. Phil Sklar is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Please check it out. It is so fun. Thank you so much for joining us today, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy early National Bobblehead Day, and share your collections on social media, and it'll be fun to have a great day for bobbleheads.
Absolutely. Back at you. All right, we're going to take one more break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 19. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. High of 33 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere on the board. So, our friend.
Yes.
Steve Scafidi.
Yes, we love Steve.
Just texted me at the break.
Is he bragging?
He's bragging that he has his own bobblehead. And now I need to ask him after the show if someone made that for him or if he was that important that Phil Sklar said we need to make one of Steve Scafidi.
Well, now we know from Phil that we can have our own maid if we want.
We can. We can.
And anybody can do that, which, like, can you imagine how much fun that would be for your parents?
Yes.
If you've got a Deb bobblehead and a Dad bobblehead.
We'd have to make sure one is...
really tall.
Much taller than the other. We have a Giannis bobblehead and an Aaron Rodgers bobblehead at home, but the Aaron Rodgers one is much bigger. Just, I mean, not... They're just different because they come in different sizes, right? But it looks so funny if I had them all on my Wisconsin shelf.
Right.
And they're like, well, this is not accurate at all because Giannis is certainly like a foot tall. Well, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is what, 6'2", 6'3", probably? So he's not a foot taller, but...
pretty close.
He's a lot taller.
Yeah.
And so, well, today was a fun show.
It was. And talking to Phil was really delightful. If you haven't checked out the bobblehead... and it's kind of like what the theme of the show has been this whole time is... Wisconsin's pretty darn great, you guys, and we have a lot of great stuff here.
We do. And it's, you know, it's so funny because I think there's the political aspect of this state that can be very frustrating. But once you get beyond that, there is so much support and camaraderie and collaboration and fun hometown type stuff that it makes this show very fun to be able to span... is it not span the gamut? Run the gamut?
Run the gamut.
Run the gamut between the news and what's going on in Madison that is sometimes, you know, everyone has an opinion on and we have our opinions on it, but also not to make this show only about that and that there are so much other good things and fun things and important things to talk about besides what our elected officials are doing.
Yeah, there's great things to highlight in businesses and industries and people and organizations and nonprofits, and there's lots to celebrate.
Which is a good plug right now that if you have something that we should be talking about, shoot us an email.
Let us know.
asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We are always taking ideas and would love to hear from you of things that we should talk about, things we should celebrate, things we should explain and break down because you think more people should know about it. And so I just saw this on the, speaking of things to celebrate, and people who have their own bobblehead. On the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's homepage, I just saw this headline pop up. Why is Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring at historic level? It's simple to him. Quote, I'm just better. I'm going to start using that. Like, when it's like, why does this happen in your life? I'm just better. He is so good, though.
He is.
He's so fun to watch. He's so... easy to like, which I think is also part of the charm. It's like to find someone who's that good. And I just hope he stays that, I feel like I've used this word a lot today, but pure as far as how good. And then not that he doesn't trash talk. Like, I think there's an edgy side there. Yeah, like, I think there's stories when you hear interviews of other players who have to play against him of elbows thrown. I don't know if he, like, how much he talks. Like, there's certainly, I think, bigger trash talkers in the NBA than him. But he's not just, you know, this golden child who's so innocent.
No angel is going to be able to make a mean face like he does.
It's mean.
Without a little...
That's something in there.
A little edge there.
But what was I watching the other day? I forgot what... I don't know if it was a recent game or how he always, instead of the back of his jersey for his name, as far as kind of hyping that up, he always hypes up like the front of the jersey that says Milwaukee, and he had some great quote about, you know, this is the team that we represent, and it's not about an individual, and it's a team sport, and all the things. And I was like, oh, I just love you.
That's amazing.
But you just hope that... There's so many of our stars in Wisconsin. Our Wisconsin, some of our football players, not all of them. Leroy Butler, still in very good standing.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Driver, still in very good standing. But, you know, sometimes...
Ego takes over.
The big ones, they stick around long enough that you find out who they really are, or they change, or they get too famous, or whatever. And fame, it's hard to be famous, but here's hoping that... Giannis is always as playful and fun and likable as he is.
Well, and I think one of the things that will make a difference is because his family is so important to him. And they're all, you know, he's so tight with his brothers and his mother and Mariah and their two children. And I think when you have people who have been in your life for a long time who are there to check you, it's a lot harder to get away with, I'm great.
Well, and that's even at every level. I said I had dinner with a friend last night who I've known since high school, even before high school. And we have a friend who also has been not in entertainment, but just in business. Like, he's been very, very successful. And we were talking last night how when he comes home and it's like us, he's like, you know, no one is asking me with any, like, asking me for anything. Most of you don't even understand what I actually do. You know, and like, no one's trying to network with me and really cares about my status whatsoever. And I was like, that is for anyone who achieves some level of fame or success, having those people who don't really care, who know that you were the awkward kid who played Truth or Dare and had an inappropriate crush on someone that you should have let it go a long time ago. But in high school, you just couldn't let it, you know, it's like those stories. And so you're right, probably, as far as the amount of people who it's like, calm down, Giannis.
Exactly. Yeah.
Simmer down now.
Exactly. Don't let it go to your head, as my mother would have said. Just, you know, that's great. Calm down about yourself.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You're not God. All right. Well, this was a fun week back. First week of 2023.
Yes.
More to come. A whole year of shows. On Monday, we are going to be talking about how much road salt is really infecting our waters.
It's kind of shocking.
It's kind of bad. It's really bad. And State Senator Melissa Agard is going to be here. And we have a whole week of fun shows and interesting topics. But for now, you should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, or if you are listening in Wausau on WXCO, the Chad Holmes Show. But for us, that'll about do it for this first week of 2023. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening every day. Come back on Monday at 11 a.m. And for now, this has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.